the Hainesboro Assembly discusses amending the budget to help fund a local domestic violence shelter. And Yukon First Nations and Alaska Natives celebrate the 150-year anniversary of a map that charted trade routes from Klukwan to the interior. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Becky's Place, a domestic violence shelter operating in Haines, has requested $8,000 from the Hainesboro Assembly to help cover its rent. But the borough has already spent its funds for local nonprofits this fiscal year. Now the Assembly must decide if it will dip into the general fund to assist the shelter. KHNS spoke with Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel about how the process for funding local nonprofits has changed in recent years.
So this year there was $40,000 kind of divided between the tourism fund and the general fund for nonprofits specifically. And that money has gone to KHNS and the Southeast Alaska State Fair.
Correct.
Why was that decision made to kind of have these two organizations get that funding?
I think that the fair has been funded by the borough since time immemorial, because that particular activity, the fair, is really seen as a revenue generator for the community. So it came out of the tourism budget in, for the last 5 years. There have been several years that the Assembly has debated back and forth whether or not they want to be funding nonprofits. And I think that if you attended the debates about the budget this year, it was a discussion again. The manager's budget had a $20,000 allocation. They can fund it wherever, to whomever they want, in whatever way. I had recommended when I put the budget out there that the allocation was identified for Lynn Canal Broadcasting, because at the time I was aware that the Dunleavy budget for the public broadcasting was vetoed. It wasn't in his budget at all. His intention was to not fund public broadcasting. So the station came forward and requested that, and it was granted to them. The Assembly could have done anything they wanted with that $20,000, but they did give it to KHNS. And there was no other money in the allocated for nonprofit funding. Many years ago, 10, 15 years ago, people would just come, nonprofits would come to the borough assembly at any time during the year and ask for money, and it would always end up being an appropriation that had not been budgeted. It would require a budget amendment, etc. So then it became kind of pro forma that there would be what's called, it came to be known as the community chest.
So there's kind of this allocation for this community chest, mm-hmm. you know, and then through October, nonprofits can submit an application mm-hmm. In hopes of receiving some of that mm-hmm. that money. You know, now that the allocation has...
It's been expended. All of it went to KHNS.
Now nonprofits coming forward, can they still get...
That's up to the Assembly.
Okay.
If they want
and to... And it would just come out of the general fund, is that...
That's right. So any nonprofit that wants funding have to appeal directly to the Assembly. It's up to the Assembly to determine whether or not it wants to go back to the old way of funding requests that come out of the blue. But effectively, I guess in a nutshell, you could say the program wasn't funded this year. I think the first time that there was a community chest, which was probably 8-10 years ago, I think it was as high as about $120,000. And over the years, it's dropped down.
That was Hainesboro Manager Deborah Schnabel. The Borough Assembly meets Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can stream the meeting live at khns.org. Residents of Tlingit, Champaign, and Ashiak territories gathered at the Daku Cultural Center in Haines Junction Saturday to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Ko Klux Map. That's the oldest map of the southern Yukon region, from Klukwan, Alaska, to Fort Selkirk in the Yukon Territory. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
The Ko Klux maps are kept in a climate-controlled room at the Daku Center while they're on loan from the Bancroft Library in Berkeley, California.
We, right at the moment, are right here at the beginning of the Elsack River. We're right there.
Tom Buzzle shares a name with Ko Klux. He's a local expert on the maps. As visitors filter in to take a peek, he explains their historical significance. The Ko Klux maps were drawn in 1869 by Chief Ko Klux of the Chilkats, and his wives. To say the stars aligned for the maps to exist is no exaggeration. He drew them for American scientist George Davidson, who traveled the Kluckwan to view a solar eclipse. Koklux used the maps to tell Davidson a story from his youth.
It was the story when the people from Kluckwan went to Fort Selkirk in 1852 to stop some of their competition in the fur trade.
His map charts the trade trails that Kluckwan Tlingits took to trade goods with tribes from the north. In the generations since Koklux told Davidson his story, the maps have become a physical symbol of all the stories that belong to that land. The Daku Cultural Center echoed with those stories as denizens of the region shared their histories in the main hall. To look at the Koklux map is to look at the country differently. There aren't any borders, but there are mountains, glaciers, and lakes. Country on this map is not national lines and government ownership. It's the land and the trails that connected the people on it. Champaign and Aishik First Nations Chief Sam Smith says the map now charts a new route.
It's another tool in bringing our people back together.
He says national borders create an artificial boundary between Indigenous groups that share family ties, economic relationships, and cultural history.
You can go to Kluckwan and you can hear Athabaskan songs that are hundreds of years old. And you can come here and hear Tlingit songs. What does that mean? It means that we're a together people, and the map just shows that to everybody and shows that to even to our own citizens.
Haines Mayor Jan Hill helped plan the event. She shared historical knowledge of Kluckwan. She lives in Tlingit territory, but is also a member of the Champaign and Aishik First Nations.
The map shows how closely connected we are to our neighbors and our family in Canada, you know, which is just across the border.
Its trails connect parts of her identity. She said Koklux left a legacy beyond the map.
He was an ambassador, and he had friends that were native, non-native, military, civilian, across the board. I think he set a good example for us.
The day's story sharing ended in a potlatch feast, drums, and dancing. One participant said it felt like a big family reunion, where the general public just happened to be welcome. Reporting in Haines Junction, I'm Claire Strimple.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.